Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
Something comes to mind on who might read the book. Could be a CEO, could be top pastor of a big church, could be a small church, could be a small business, whatever size. Boundaries. Maybe in the when sheep bite, part of it is they have to be close enough to bite.
Yes.
To lead, though, you have to be with them, right?
Yep.
And that's that quandary. Want to wrestle with boundaries with me a minute?
Yeah. So sometimes the boundaries have to be where you have to say, I can't talk to you right now because you are just wanting to be combative. You're just wanting to fight me right now. So we're not in a good place to have this conversation.
Yeah.
So that might need to be the boundary. The boundary might also be you just burst into my office demanding attention from me, and I've got a deadline. There's something else I'm working on. So I need to get back to you in a little bit.
Right.
That might be one of the boundaries that I have to do. So they're going to be individualized based on the person and the setting. But I think what ends up happening, what I see a lot of people doing, is just saying, oh, you've just burst into my office. I'll set aside everything that I'm doing and I'll talk to you. Well, that's not a win-win there because they're ready to unload, but you're not ready to receive at the time, you know. Or you're ready to talk to them, but clearly they're not on receive at this time.
They've still got steam to blow off.
So we need to get to a better spot here for this. But one of the boundaries that I, listen, if you're a leader of an organization, here's a boundary you need to have. Don't take this home with you. Get rid of it before you get home.
How'd you do that?
Well, for me, I had some train tracks that I had to slow down to go across probably about... maybe 4 or 5 blocks from my house. When by the time that I hit that on those train tracks, that was my reminder. I need to be done with this. I can't be thinking about this anymore.
Mulling it over.
And there were some times there was a little kind of pull off there. There were some times that I pulled off there. I had to spend another 5 minutes. Okay, listen, my kids, my wife, they don't need this. I've got to get this out of my system.
Right.
You know, I can't think about this anymore. I'm not going to rob my family of my best efforts because I've totally expended myself,
right.
You know, and then I've brought this problem home with me, as well. So that's an important boundary.
I like too.
In fact, I've got a chapter in the book that's called Shepherd Your Family.
Yep.
You know, make sure that you're loving them and protecting them.
Yeah. Versus trying to save the one only.
Right.
Yeah.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.